Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. We're taking a little break for the holidays and to give us some much-needed rest. So please enjoy one of our favorite episodes, and we'll have new episodes coming in January.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Today, we have probably one of like the most, like, it's like an in-house guest.
I know.
Melissa.
I made it to the couch if you're watching.
She took the seven steps from the chair and the desk to the couch. And you guys had requested having Melissa as not only like co-host, producer, boss bitch,
yeah,
all of the other titles, all the other hats she wears. She has so many hats.
She's so many. Just editor too.
Literally everything. Yeah. I do nothing but sit here and talk, which like it's not even that hard. So we decided that you're going to come and do this as well.
You guys requested this. I don't know why, but
I know why. I love it. It's like they're in tune with what I want. Okay. Like, requesting you and Aislinn, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
We should just alternate every week.
Like, this makes my life so easy. Yeah. And I'm like, all the people I hang out with anyway. I'm like, this is great. I like the idea of us doing episodes.
It'll be fun. We'll see. This is what you guys asked for. I have, as I feel like it's been known, is like, I don't have a lot of feelings and emotions. Aquarius. So we'll see how this goes.
Well, you're an Aquarius and I'm an Aquarius rising. So
yeah.
We're just running away from feelings and right. The ghost girls.
I know. Someone put in the YouTube comments that we're just like rude or something.
Oh, true.
For ghosting people.
True.
I know is true.
Yeah. No, I'm aware of the fact that like we're not doing what's societally nice. Mm-hmm. But it just happens that I would prefer to be ghosted. Therefore, I do unto others.
As you want done to you.
Just ghost me if you're going to do
it.
It's
in the Bible, so.
I'm excited because I feel like we always get like good Melissa tidbits, but now we get like full Melissa tidbits.
Titty bits.
That's what I call them.
Titty bits.
I was calling Mary Kate and Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Twins.
Twinsies. Mine aren't twins. That's what I was going to say. Mine aren't really twins, so yeah, I couldn't call them that.
No, I forget which one. Isn't the one over your heart supposed to be bigger?
Yeah.
Which side's your heart on?
Well, your heart's in the middle, but it would be
your heart's in the middle?
Yeah, your heart's actually in the middle. It's because you feel it more on this side because of the way that your blood comes in and goes out.
So the Grinch lied.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, everyone lies. You think because, you know, you put your hand over your heart, but your heart's actually right here.
Okay. I think my this one's bigger. Yeah. She's getting my period soon, so.
Mine, are we almost? No, I just had my period like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Aislinn's is this week. Yeah. So you're welcome, Aislinn, for me telling you. I just wait. I don't know why I'm not synced up to it. Like, I literally see you guys more than anybody else.
I literally think it's because we both have alpha periods.
Yeah.
Oh. I usually pull people to my period.
Yes, that's true. So I did the same thing.
We were just too strong to pull periods. Like,
holding on. Let me be the first blood. Grody. Oh, it's not gross. It's natural. We've got the video version up on YouTube right now, too. So if you want to watch us and see us. Will you show your feet? I mean, don't show your feet. I meant like your shoes.
I will not show my feet, but I'll show my shoes.
Show your shoes. Look, guys, this is an incentive to go watch a video after you listen. Wow, you're flexible.
Thank you.
Wow, I didn't know you were flexible. Do you do yoga?
Super flexible. Yeah. What? I was a cheerleader back in the day. Dude.
Oh, I think I knew that. Okay, that makes sense.
I can do things that you don't want to see.
No, I don't want to fucking see. I can touch my toes. Ooh. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be awkward because I have to do all the things that I usually do behind the scenes. And you usually don't see it because, like, I have a table and stuff, but we can't have a table on the couch.
No,
so it's going
to
be weird.
It's in my rider that I need to be able to lounge. I have to lounge. If I can record all the episodes laying down, the Stitcher ones, that's literally what I've been doing. I've just been laying down.
Yeah. So what is this show?
Okay, guys, this is an advice podcast. If you're new here, welcome. It's called Don't Blame Me. And this is where you guys leave us voicemails about the things happening in your life. And we give you some of our advice on the subjects. And if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail, the phone number is 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can email us an audio file at meganpodcast@gmail.com. So, guys, should we hop into giving some advice?
Let's do it.
I'm ready. I'm like in such like a deadpan snarky mood.
Well, that's me every day.
Yeah, maybe this is what it, now it feels like my Aquarius rising is just taken over and it's just like stone cold and like,
It's like the closer I get to you, then the more powerful it is. Yeah.
Hey, Megan. So, to make a long story short, I was dating a guy and he cheated on me. So I broke up with him and moved on. But about a month later, my parents bought a house and I found out that it was literally 5 feet away from his. So there are a lot of awkward interactions on a daily basis, but I managed to avoid full conversations and I don't think about him that much. I was doing a pretty decent job at this until today, when a friend of mine who I suspected of liking him for a while was walking into his house as I was walking home from school to hook up with him. And she tried to run inside so I didn't see her, but I was feeling extra petty, so I smiled at her, waved, and yelled out her name and said hi. So I was just wondering if you have any advice on handling this shitty friend, because I don't have any feelings left for this guy, but I still think that her sneaking around while I'm right next door is the ultimate sign of, like, not giving a shit about me. And I've helped her in the past with serious sexual assault issues and trusted her with so many secrets about this guy that I've never told anyone. He was my first, like, relationship with anyone. And I don't even know if it's worth confronting her because she clearly knows what she's done. So I was just wondering how you think I should handle this. Thanks.
Dude, fuck this girl. This girl's a bitch.
She's such a bitch.
She's like, not your friend.
Exactly. Like, you don't have to deal with this at all. Get rid of her. And I like that you smiled and waved at her because that was smart.
Same. I would have done the exact same thing to be like, you can't deny this. Like, you're like, no, wasn't me. Was it me?
No, bitch, it was you.
It was fucking you, bitch. I think, like, you sound pretty, and I say this in, like, a positive way, like, you sound pretty checked out from the friendship with her. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you don't, like, you clear, like, you're right in the sense that, like, she knows so much about him because you've talked so much about him to her that she knows what she's getting herself into. So you don't have to, like, warn her. You don't owe her as a friend to be like, hey, remember, like, FYI, this relationship is really terrible. So I think, like, you don't have to talk to her. Like, you can fucking ghost her and never speak to her again.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you want to tell her you don't want to be her friend anymore, but I just think the best thing, at least in my opinion, would be to get as much separation as possible, which obviously is hard. But I think, like, I don't know what you'd get out of telling her that you're not going to be friends with her anymore. I think she probably already knows that too.
Yeah. Are you guys still hanging out and talking? Like,
yeah.
If you're not doing any of those things, if she's not bringing any value to your life, mm-hmm. then just get rid of her.
Yeah.
And she backstabbed you and it's not cool. Maybe if she would have come to you first and, like, mm-hmm. said, hey, I have feelings for your ex. How do you feel about us dating? Maybe you guys could have had a conversation then. But now it's like she's sneaking behind your back. Like, she knows that she's doing something wrong.
Yeah. And, like, you, it was not a good relationship with for you and this guy. Like, mm-hmm. and the idea that, like, I don't even like some of my friends' boyfriends or, like, girlfriends who, like, are great. And right. I was like, you're not my favorite. But, like, if you, like, you fuck someone else over who you care about and who you love, like, that, you should not be attracted to that person. So to me, it doesn't even seem like, even when you thought she was probably a good friend, yeah. she wasn't. And the fact that you were like, I always kind of suspected that she had a crush on him. So just sound like two terrible people have found each other and yeah. just, like, let them go be terrible together in yeah. the house that happens to be, like, 5 minutes.
That really sucks.
Get
that,
like, you blackout lose. Curtains, maybe.
Yeah. And next time you would see her, like, wave and then do yeah. this, wave both ways mm-hmm. and smile.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. I love that. Well, best of luck. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. And fuck him too. And they can just fuck each other.
Right. Ugh. They're gross.
Fucking gross people.
All right.
On to the next.
Hi, Megan and Mel and guest. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Canada. Okay, so me and my boyfriend have been together for a little bit less than 8 months, almost 8 months. And he's met my mom and he just went to go visit family and told me that they have expressed interest in meeting me. That's fine, but like, if he wants me to, of course I will. But, like, I know because he's told me that his father was very physically abusive and his mother kind of just let it happen. And so if and when I do meet them, I don't know how I would, like, act, 'cause, like, I'm really bad at pretending that I like people. And I'm bad at acting normal around people who I know have done bad things. And I think what I need help with is just, like, knowing, like, what to do if and when I do meet them. 'Cause, like, knowing that they've had such a bad effect on this person who I love. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Wow. I think my automatic response is I have more questions. Like, I'm curious, your boyfriend, she's finding out that they want to meet her through him. So mm-hmm. he's obviously still in contact with them. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he's in contact with, like, both his mom and his dad. I think, like, this is, like, kind of, like, wimpy out advice, but I think, like, you have to, like, ask him, like, what's, right. If like, the relationship that he has with, like, his family isn't, like, it's not something really important to him and, like, there still is a lot of tension, then, like, maybe it's, like, oh, yeah, you can, like, you don't have to be super friendly mm-hmm. or, like, you don't have to meet them at all. I'm just, like, letting you know. And maybe he's feeling, like, because he's met your mom that he wants to have that, like, inclusion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as somebody who we can read about it in my book coming out soon, who's got, like, an odd family kind of thing. Like, it's, yeah, you can kind of, even if you didn't have, like, the greatest like parents, you can feel like wanting to.
Yeah.
You kind of want that, even if you don't have that relationship with them, you really want it to be like that. I think you just have to like ask him.
Yeah. It's like, has he made peace with it? Has he forgiven them? Have they gone to family therapy? They might be at a point where, they still remember what happened and it hurt, but they've forgiven what happened. Mm-hmm. So where is he with the relationship?
Yeah. Because I think that's the best way to go at it is whatever he needs from you, it's your job as a partner to like be a partner and support him. So if that's like, hey, this is something that like has affected me and like maybe he's in therapy and he's like still working through these issues, but he's chosen, like you said, to like forgive them and to like move forward with a different kind of relationship, then it's your responsibility just to be like, cool. So tell me what to do. I'll take the cues from you. And like, however I can support you in this, I totally will. But like, sure, maybe he wants to go there and he wants to be like, nah, I want you to cuss out my parents. And be like, cool, great, we'll do that too.
Right. So yeah, totally reading the situation and getting cues from him. And if his parents have apologized and he's forgiven them, then you just got to move past it.
And even if it does like hurt you, which it totally will, I think, especially when it comes to like really personal issues that you have with those, with like people like very, really, really close in your life, it's easier for outsiders to kind of not forgive as well as like people who are in the actual situation
because, or really understand
and like see the growth and like the time and the changes and all of that stuff. It's a little less black and white, which isn't necessarily always a good thing, but I think you just have to listen to him. And then also I do think there's a chance that he literally just said that because he had met your mom and wanted you to feel like, oh, my parents want to meet you.
Make
you feel like I count this as seriously as you do, but it just so happens that my relationship with my parents isn't as serious as yours is, but I want to show you that like I'm serious too.
So just support him and be his partner in whatever way that he needs. It's not really about you.
No, you can't go in there and like flip tables when he's like, no, we're just having soup, like settle down. Though I would love that though.
Have you seen this video of this has nothing to do with this call, but it's a table flipping where it's like this party of people where they're like, everything got out of control and people start flipping tables. And this woman like catches a table as it's flying and then like throws it back like
is it a folding table?
But like it's still a little bit heavy.
And like reflexes. Also, like the momentum. How do you catch that? She's and like, then like
She-Hulk.
Holy fuck. I want to see that. That'd I'll be like, what was it? The Real Housewives one?
Yeah.
Teresa did it?
Yeah.
I've seen that clip.
I've seen the clip. I think I was watching the show
at the time
it happened. Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine being a Real Housewives fan when that happened.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's iconic.
Okay, shall I go on to the next?
On to the next.
Hi, Megan. My name's Lauren, and I'm 21. I have this friend who's a guy, and he's like my best friend. But I've kind of developed some more romantic feelings for him, and I don't know if he likes me, and I kind of don't think he does because he tells me about all of his girl issues. So I don't know. But he's not really a feelings person, and I don't want to scare him away by telling him. But there's also this awkward thing that we've, like, hooked up, like, had sex 3 times while we've been drunk. So I just don't know if that's us being super comfortable with each other and just hooking up because we do love each other in, like, a friendship way because we are each other's best friends, or if there is something else going on. And I just don't know if I should tell him and risk kind of the friendship that we have, or if I should just leave it and see if anything develops. I'm just worried that he's gonna find a girl who he does like and start dating her, and then I'm gonna kind of lose my opportunity. I don't know, help me.
Oh my god, this is me in high school. Also, I really appreciate you for using your turn signal. I do too. Thank you. For all of you who be call safe when you're driving, not my favorite thing because it does stress me out that you're not paying attention to driving.
Yeah.
But when I hear a turn signal in the background, I do feel better.
I know, because you literally had to like type in the number because you don't have it saved.
Or maybe they do.
Maybe you've called in multiple times.
So for the back of the Uber when you're drunk?
Yeah.
Help me. This reminds me of me and my high school boyfriend a lot because, granted I was not, I didn't realize I had liked him. Mm-hmm. I had no idea, but we also had like hooked up drunk a bunch of times, and he would talk to me about his girl problems. I would talk to him about my guy problems. And like, I didn't know that I had feelings for him until he decided that he was going to ask this girl to prom. Yeah. And he was like, and I was helping him do it, but I was like, God, why do I like, I feel like I would like love doing that stuff usually. Mm-hmm. And I was just like kind of having a hard time. And then one of my friends drunk dialed him and was like, Megan's in love with you. And I was like, I'm not. And she's like, you are. And I was like, oh my God, I am. I think like sex and friendship together, like unless you're like friends with benefits, I only find works when you're not really good friends. Yes. So the idea that you have a really close emotional relationship and you've slept together, mm-hmm. that to me is like you're more than friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's feelings there. There's yeah. obvious feelings. You guys have a relationship already. You said that you love each other as friends.
Yeah.
But you don't go around just boinking your friends.
No. God, no.
And you've done it three times. And maybe you've only done it while you're drunk because mm-hmm. he has a crush on you too. And yeah. he doesn't know how to go about talking to you and sharing his feelings. And you did say, she did say that he's bad at feelings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's also probably why he's talking about these girls, is he's trying to gauge your reaction.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know. I think both of you are in like exact limbo of mm-hmm. the same place of like, how does this work? How does this work? And to be totally honest, because you're over 21, you guys have had sex drunk three times.
Yeah.
I'd say the next time that you guys are out drinking, before you're like super, super, super drunk, instead of just like making out and having sex, just be like, so what's the fucking deal with us?
Yeah.
Because I think like, I mean, sure, you could totally do it sober, but that would scare the fucking shit out of me. Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd scare the shit out of you and him too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah. Just
get
have
a
that
little
talk.
Tipsy, mm-hmm. have the talk, because you guys like each other. It's obvious that you like each other, and he probably doesn't even really like these other girls
no.
either. Do you talk about guys to him?
Yeah.
Like, what's the situation?
Yeah. And this is exactly what. And then I remember the morning I woke up after my ex or the boyfriend that I had dated where this situation kind of happened. Mm-hmm. I got too drunk before the conversation. Mm. So I didn't remember what he had responded with. So don't get that drunk. And then I woke up the morning. I had lost my phone. This is one of the worst nights. You can read in my book.
It made the book.
Yeah. It made the book. I got a concussion. It made the fucking book.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It was really stupid. But I remember like I was petrified because I couldn't remember like what he had said. And he like messaged me on Facebook and was like, so you lost your phone last night. And then I was like, yeah. And he's like, do you remember what we talked about last night? And I was like, I remember what I was planning on talking about. And then I was like, what was the answer? And he's like, how about I pick you up? We can talk about it. And I was like, okay. And I was like, is it good or bad? And he's like, good. So that was like, it kind of like, it eased that like stress for me. Cause he was like my best friend too. So I think like, some liquid courage never hurt anyone. Just don't get as drunk as I
don't
get a concussion.
Don't get drunk.
No.
I have questions about the concussion, but I'll just read about it in the book.
Thanks.
I pre-ordered it.
Thank you. But yeah, have a conversation with him. And I would say don't be as afraid of, let's say on the off chance he doesn't have these feelings for you. Don't be afraid of ruining your friendship because you guys have already slept together, which would have ruined your friendship if that was going to.
Yeah,
so like you guys are obviously strong enough that like if it was just like, I'm just drunk and like, I don't like, I think you're pretty, but like I'm not into you like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would have ruined your friendship already. So know that your friendship is going to be safe.
Yeah.
And
his penis has been inside.
It has. Like you guys seen each other naked.
Yeah.
How do you have friends that you've like, you know, are you friends with people
I'm
you've had
friends
sex with?
A couple people that I have had sex with.
But like, and then just like stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, see, no.
Yeah.
Do that.
But that's because I can separate my, like, I don't have feelings.
That's true. No, but it's not even like that. It's just like either I had feelings and we had sex, or like I had feelings at one point. Now I have no feelings. And I don't want to see you and I hate you.
Gotcha.
All about you.
Yeah.
Or we just had sex because I think you're hot and I don't want to hang out with you.
Gotcha. See,
you know?
Yeah. And see, with my exes, I'm either like really good friends with them or I don't talk to them anymore. So yeah. That's the
I wish I could be that. I don't really wish I could be that girl's friends with their exes because I date a lot of shitty people.
Oh.
So I don't want to be friends with those people.
Gotcha.
One of my best friends is twin brother. We did when we were in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I always refer to him as the one that got away. And he's
did you have sex with him?
No.
Okay. I was like,
no, I think we slow dance. We never even kissed.
Did you grind?
No, actually, Sydney did have her bat mitzvah in seventh grade. Yeah. So I got down and dirty to some pussycat dolls with my transition lenses and my halter top Jessica McClintock dress. Throwback. It was cobalt blue. It was cute. So fucking ugly.
Cute.
I love it. Well, this is a really cute call. So can you please call us back and let us know what happens?
Please let us know. I have good feelings about it.
I have a good feeling too. Yeah. Knock on one. I just kicked it. You
kicked it with your toe.
With my toe, with my mismatched Christmas socks. Ooh, those are, wow, that was dirty. Was that here before?
No, I think you did that when you kicked the thing.
Oh, God, it's really dirty down there.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right.
Should we take a break?
All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. BRB, guys.
See you soon.
Weep, weep.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, guys, we are back from our break. How was it for you? Was it good?
I mean, it was all right. It was fine.
Yeah,
I didn't move.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Because I'm so tangled up with all this equipment here.
That's true. You really can't.
Yeah.
As I just sit here and literally lounge. You should give me another job. I can't do anything, can I?
I mean, you could edit if you wanted to.
No, I'm not. No, I take that back. You take it back. Should we hop into the next one?
All right, let's get into the next call.
I'm 18 and I'm from England, if you can tell. So I'm bisexual and currently I'm on Tinder and I go out clubbing quite a lot and I, you know, make out with people and stuff like that, but I never go home with anyone or anything. Like, I'm a virgin. I've never done anything really sexual. And it's taken me a couple of years to kind of get into the whole dating thing. And recently what's made it even harder for me is that anytime I come out as bi to somebody that I'm talking to, they go all weird and they either stop talking to me or they'll tell me something that I don't want to hear. Like, oh, well, you shouldn't have told me that. Now, you know, you've put me off talking to you because now I know that I've got more competition because you're into girls and guys and kind of stuff like that. And it's made me want to not tell people that I'm bi anymore. But I feel like that's something that you shouldn't really hide when you're dating people. So I don't know if it's something that I'm doing wrong. Like, am I telling these people that I'm bi at the wrong times? Like, is there a certain timing that, like, when you should tell somebody something like that? Or am I just talking to dickheads, basically? Any advice would be appreciated. Thank you.
You're just talking to dickheads. I also kind of want to place a bet on how many do you think of these are guys that are saying
Yeah.
I'd say a good 99% of these are guys.
Probably. I'd probably go 95%.
95. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the problem is when you're talking to dickheads, and two, a lot of people are insecure, and that's not your problem. That's their problem. Yeah. They probably think that you won't ever be like completely satisfied with just them because you like both guys and girls, but you could say that about people that are straight too.
Yeah, that's always been my argument, where it's like, okay, well, I don't like every guy that I see. Like, it's hard enough to find one that I don't hate. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea that it's like, oh, well, you're just like into everybody. It's like, is anyone into everybody? Like,
no.
Some of the people I know who are the pickiest of my friends are bi. Like, yeah. What? Like, that idea is just stupid. Did she say how old she was?
She is 18.
Okay, so I would definitely say, okay, I would usually say date older, because like that's usually when people tend to get a little bit more mature, but you are young.
Yeah.
So I would just say, like,
she's young and a virgin.
Yeah. I think like you don't need to hold, like, it's amazing that you want to tell people and you felt comfortable to tell like multiple people at whatever time that you did. I don't think that you need to then reevaluate like how you do it for other people's comfort.
Right.
Because like it's not about them, like you said. So I think like you've been dealt a really shitty hand of like a lot of terrible responses, but that doesn't like represent like the masses of people that you will date in your lifetime at all. So I think like maybe if that means like dating apps just really aren't your jam right now, maybe that's like, hey, maybe you should go meet some beats, like, not like, let's find someone and meet them in real life. That's like a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But maybe like start taking classes and not focusing so much on finding dates through dating apps if like the pool's shitty.
Yeah. Or you could put in your profile that you're bi, and that could weed out a lot of people too. Cause then they already know.
That's true. Yeah. I used to put that I was, I said taller than Mila Kunis, shorter than Shaq in mine. And then people would always be like, so you're tall. And I'd be like, yeah. And so they would kind of do that same thing.
Yeah.
Obviously like not really as important. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's a good idea because you're going to, you'll be able to weed out. There's also just like I feel like Tinder's the worst one.
Yeah.
Other ones?
If you're checking out our, bonus episodes, then you hear that Megan has told me that Tinder is the worst one.
It's the worst. I would say the only people I know who've had success on Tinder are gays, like gay people. Like I don't, because Grindr's typically used for male. Grindr's typically used hookup wise, and for straight people or like heterosexual straight people, tend to use like Tinder as the hookup, versus like that's what a lot of my friends have met boyfriends on Tinder, because Grindr is what Tinder is to straight people sometimes. Again, this is just a generalization based on my friends and stuff. So maybe if there is a different kind of app that there is, and or maybe if you're like volunteering in your community and like doing stuff like that and like working with like LGBTQ plus like organizations and stuff, and like doing that, you're gonna end up meeting much, like, even if it's just like a friend who then you meet their friends and they're also really like great and tolerant and stuff. I think you're just you're in too big of a pool where there's so many fucking shitty people.
Yeah.
Narrow it down so you're more likely to find people and you'll get less discouraged.
Yeah. Good luck, girl. You sound great.
You do. Imagine being 18 on a dating app.
I can't. Dangerous. I can't imagine that at all because, like, when I was 18, there like smartphones weren't even a thing. Like they didn't come. They didn't come along till like the next year.
What phone did you have?
I had when I was 18. No, I didn't have a Sidekick. I had. It was like this. No, I had a camera. It was a camera phone. Uh-huh. That's what I had. I remember because I was like, it wasn't a Razor. It was actually, I was like 18 before the Razor came out.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually that makes sense because I think I was in high. Yeah, no, that would make sense. Like, yeah. I was 16 when the Razor came out.
So I had it was like a flip phone.
Yeah.
I don't remember who made it, but it was a flip phone that had a camera. And I was like the first person in my high school that had a camera phone.
Ooh. Yeah. You have some good blackmail on people. It's pixelated as fuck.
It was so you couldn't even like put it anywhere.
Yeah, there's nowhere to put it.
And yeah, so that's it just so died funny. With the phone.
Yeah. Oh, I did that to one of my guys I knew in high school. He like had a phone, like one of our old, like an older flip phone, mm-hmm. not an iPhone, that he had just like all these fucking pictures of like embarrassing ones of like everybody. And then at the end of our senior year, we all were at a party and we were like, we're going to push him in the pool with the phone. So that phone fucking dies.
Did you do it?
It did.
Oh my gosh.
And it wasn't his, like it was a backup phone that he had that he would like bring to parties and shit. Mm-hmm. And he was like so mad. And we're all like, no, that you had blackmail for like years for like the entire grade.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it was really scary time.
There were like Sprint had these like, I guess they were chat rooms that were on your phone that were like, and they were weird. And I was like so naive and young, and I would go in them and just like, I remember this one guy asked me.
Oh no! Oh god, I'm already cringing. No, no, oh no!
To put clothespins on my nipples. And I wasn't even like, I was just like talking to people. I wasn't trying to like date or hook up or do anything weird. I was just like, oh, social media. Let me go in this chat
room. Did he want a picture? And he just wanted you to like narrate how it
was. He wanted me to narrate it. I was like, eject.
Wait, that's so
bad. It would hurt. That would hurt so bad.
Oh my god.
I mean, not even like nipple clamps, but legit.
No, and like he can't even see it. So you would just be like,
I would be
just
typing. Like it would just be typing.
T9.
Yeah, T9. It would be T90. T90 my titties.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. That's so funny. Dude, chat rooms. Throw back to that shit. Oh me. Go chat roulette. I saw so many fucking dicks, like unsolicited dicks there.
Oh my gosh.
God, oh my god, wow, that really got me good.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm glad you have it a lot better off than I did.
Yeah, she definitely does. There's no denying that. You'll be fine. You've got lots of years of fuck boys. Mm-hmm. That won't be the last. And
fuck boys,
fuck girls
too.
I was definitely a fuck girl. Yeah. So you've got a lot more years of them. So, but there'll be good ones sprinkled in between. Yeah. That's the thing. People don't get better, but they just get less of them all the time. You know, great. Shall we go on to the next?
On to the next.
Hey, Megan. So here's the deal. I'm a gay guy going into my junior year of high school. I've been out since 8th grade, and I've dated a couple guys, but never super seriously. This year, one of my best girlfriends, who I'm going to call Callie, has gotten really close with a guy who I'm going to call Alexander. She has a huge, big crush on him, is constantly flirting with him. But from what I've seen, he doesn't really seem into her like that. Recently, she told me that Alexander had come out to her as bisexual and wants to try being with another guy. Now, this was music to my ears, and I immediately made her give him my Snapchat so we could talk. Callie was really reluctant to do it at first, but she eventually gave in and told him about me, giving him my Instagram so he could see if he was interested. However, Callie gave me the ultimatum that if Alexander and I hooked up, it could only be a one-time thing, because he's her soulmate or whatever. So anyway, Alex slid into my DMs the next day, and we started snapping and getting pretty flirty. And about a week later, we ended up going on a date and then going back to his place to hook up. We've gone out 3 times since then, but I've had to keep it a secret from Callie because I don't want her to be mad at me. I really like Alexander, and I think he feels the same way about me. And I want our relationship to be public because we're a really cute couple. But Callie is so territorial of him that I feel like I can't tell her without losing her friendship. Part of me thinks that because Alex is bisexual and I'm gay, we wouldn't work long-term as a couple, so he's not really worth losing one of my best friends over. But on the other hand, I don't want to break up with him just because Callie is hopelessly in love with him. Dating high school has been really hard for me, and I'm so happy right now that I don't want to have to backtrack. So what should I do?
Wow.
Wow.
This is sticky. Also, high school seems so much more dramatic with the addition of Snapchat.
Yeah. Actually, Snapchat wouldn't cause me any problems because I was a good girl.
Same.
No, you were.
Totally same.
I didn't get crazy till college. That would have messed me up in college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Okay. I can really see all of the sides in this.
Yeah.
I think everybody's kind of at fault here. I would say her automatic thing at fault is like, if this was something that she really, really liked this guy, the thing of saying, if you guys hook up, it can only be one time. She fucked up with that.
Yeah, she can't say that. If she really liked him, then she wouldn't want you to be with him, period.
And I think also
if being a soulmate.
Which, if he's not into her, I've always been of the mindset of like, if someone, and this only has really happened when I was younger, and there was only like four boys who were above like 5'5", and we were like, oh wow, everybody was obsessed with them.
Yeah.
And like, if we all liked the same, if one of my friends and I liked the same guy, I was kind of that bitch. It was just like, well, I mean, like, let's see who he likes. Like, if he doesn't like me, then I'm not going to like prevent somebody else from being with them because obviously we're not going to be a thing. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. So, but I also wonder if she's one of your really great friends and it just doesn't sound as much as you saying like, oh, she thinks like she's like, it's a soulmate or whatever. Any of my really good friends, if they really, really liked a guy, one time I made out with a guy that my friend had liked, but it was, I never thought that relationship was serious because they never dated. He wasn't into her and it was kind of just like a pining thing, but she was dating somebody else. And so I think you calling her territorial, I think this is speaking more to her character and the fact that she picks people and then she pins them and those are hers. And the fact that she would say oh, but if you hook up with him, it can only be one time. If she really, really liked him, she wouldn't be okay with that.
And maybe this guy has been into you for a long time and told her that he was bisexual because he liked you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And like that he has said to you, I'm also curious, which I would not tell her, but if he's not into her and you know that and he's told you I really like you. She's not my type. She's just not someone I'm into. You don't have to tell her that. But if you told her hey, I'm really sorry that I betrayed you in doing that. We ended up going on a couple other dates. It's not just physical. I really like him. He's a really great guy. I'm really sorry. I don't want to hurt you, but I also really I want to pursue this and be happy. I think through that she'll be able to realize, cool, so he doesn't like me. This guy, you don't have to say that, but if he wants to be with her friend and not her, and he's had the opportunity to have been with the friend, he's not picking her. So she should just be able to move on. But I think also you can be in a long-term relationship, you being gay and him being bi. I wouldn't be concerned about that at all. Very much like we just said on our last call. It doesn't mean that the entire world is a threat to your relationship. But I think also you're 18. So you need to do what's going to make you happy, and preserving a friendship and pursuing a relationship. You're going to be faced with this so much in your life of being every choice that you have has consequences. And you just have to think about in a year from now, which one is not going to.
Yeah.
You have to take the opportunity for which one you think is going to be most worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I would say definitely you both have things that you could have done differently. So I would say come at it from a place of I'm sorry, because if you choose to be with this guy, you're the one who walks away from it with at least a relationship. And she might be walking away from it with, my crush doesn't like me and I've lost one of my good friends.
Yeah.
So come at it with a lot of empathy and being sorry, because you always are going to gain something from the situation.
Yeah. I say this is different from the first call we had, as in that she knew that you guys were in communication with each other.
Yeah.
So I just want to, because I feel like people are going to be like, well, you told the first caller that's not your friend. But this is different because she already knew that he liked that he liked the other guy and told him that they could hook up one time.
Yeah. And though she was hesitant about it, which you said, and like you really had to talk her into it. Also, not to like shit on you, but like, are you guys really that good of friends? Like, it sounds like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like either she doesn't really like him as much and this is just kind of how she always is, or you guys aren't that close and you felt comfortable being like, oh, I if you like him, like, please still give him my number. Like,
yeah,
please still do this, which not shitting on you for either of those things. I think you can get in like really intense friendships for short periods of time. And maybe it's one of those things, but, yeah, she definitely, you guys, yeah, this is just like so dramatic.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. You guys, it just needs to be a lot of open communication.
Yeah. Because the longer you put it off too, the guy you're dating might just be like, I don't want to tear apart a friendship. I don't want to be anything like that, which happened to me once, where my girl and I liked the same guy. And then he liked me and him and I were going to be a thing. And then he found out that the other girl was really upset. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to fucking do it. And I was like, ooh, cool. So she hates me and I'm single.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. But I also want to see them being a cute couple.
I know. Especially since you said that you haven't really had that much luck dating other guys yet. But you're a junior in high school. Yeah.
I had no luck then. I mean, I got lucky, but I didn't have a lot of luck.
My luck was quasi. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't truly blossom into myself until I was in college. And that's when I went book wow.
Yeah. I want to see college picks.
Oh.
Please. I'll show you some of mine.
Okay.
You'll be surprised at how giant my tits are.
You'll be surprised at how buff I was.
Shut the fuck up. I love that for you. Wait, I love that.
I had like 6 pack.
Did you cheer in college?
No, I didn't cheer, but I like worked out all the time.
Wow. Mine was the opposite.
Super worked out. Yeah.
I did the opposite. I drank a lot and I ate a lot and my tits were huge because I weighed at least 30 pounds more than I do.
Okay. I'm trying to imagine you with big titties.
I'm not kidding you. I was I was beyond D. I was like almost a double.
Really?
Oh my God. Have you never seen any pictures
no.
of me? No. It's remarkable. I was also on birth control and I went on and off birth control so much. And my doctor had told me, she's like, the more you go on and off it, like my boobs would shrink and then they would get bigger and then shrink. And then every time I went off it, they would get like smaller and smaller and smaller. And then when I went on, I was like, oh, they don't even that big anymore.
It's like guys, if they do too much
steroids. That's what happened.
Their balls.
Yeah. And now my boobs are like fucking true.
Yeah.
They're not shriveled. They're really cute still. But no, I had giant boobs, but I also drank so much. I was a heavyweight.
I was too, but like I would get up and then go work out next morning.
I would vomit and not go to class. I would wake up in a pile of my vomit, then forget my keys, eat some tater tots and not go to class.
I vomited at night. That was my trick.
Ooh, yeah. That was a good one.
Because then you don't sleep through it.
My roommate used to just like stick her hand in my throat and be like, just throw up so I don't have to keep making sure you didn't
die. I would usually do it at a bar that I snuck into. Like I would be so drunk because I would be drinking underage. Yeah. I'd be so drunk that I would just like go vomit in the bathroom and like come out and be like ready to kick it off again. Yeah.
We used to call that puke and rally. Like puke and rally. Oh my God. Do as we say, not as we do, guys. Yeah. Don't puke and rally. It's not a good thing. And don't drink underage.
Yeah, don't drink underage at all.
No, don't do it.
Don't use your friends that you look nothing alike ID.
Well, yeah, I did the exact same thing. Riverside had, I think, 5 white girls and maybe 3 of them were blonde. So we all used the same ID. We looked nothing alike, but everybody's like, sure. Like, you're blonde.
The person's ID that I used was like 5 inches taller than me.
So you have to wear like giant heels every time you're out.
It still wouldn't be enough.
That's so funny. Yeah. You're like, no, these are my real legs. I'm Ryan Seacrest. I'm very tall. These are not lifts. Don't worry. Oh, that's so funny. Should we go on to the next?
All right. We're on to
whatever it's called.
Listener advice.
Yeah. This is where you guys call in and you give your own advice on some of these situations and calls, which is great because I've been seeing so many comments, people going like, can you have me on the podcast? And I'll be like, oh, let me look at them. And I'm like, you're just like a high schooler. I'm like, you just want to give people advice. Mm-hmm. So this is where you guys get a chance to shine and also give your unsolicited or solicited advice this time. So which one is this from?
Yeah, I had to look at it for a second. So this is from the most recent episode with Jarrett Sleeper.
Great.
Where this girl was at college and her roommate was super clingy.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is somebody that has similar experience.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hi, so I'm currently listening to the podcast with Jarrett. And I just got done with the segment about the girl and her new roommate who is trying to be friends with, like, her friends from high school and how she suffered with anxiety and stuff like that. And I just want to, like, give some more advice from personal experience. I just graduated from college, and I had a terrible freshman year due to anxiety and depression. And what I learned in my 4 years is that really your roommates are just people you live with. They don't have to be your friends. They don't have to be your best friends, because you're able to do so much at school that occupies your time, whether it's clubs or making different friends in classes or studying in the library and not studying at home. Like, I felt that the roommates that I ended up having after freshman year, they were just people that I lived with, and they weren't my best friends, but I was able to talk to them at the end of the day. So I really just think she needs to be straight up and tell her future roommate that this can't happen, that she is uncomfortable and she doesn't like it. And I definitely think that she's going to be able to make different friends, because also after 4 years, I'm looking back and I am not really friends with people from high school anymore. I grew as a person because of college, and if her roommate wants to be friends with her high school friends, I think that's great and that's fine. But I think also, like, looking back, I really am not friends with those people anymore either, or I keep in contact with them, but I made better friends in college as I grew. So I think what she just needs to do is be upfront, just look at her as a person that she is living with, and occupy her time doing other things and not so focused on her roommate and being friends with best friends with her roommate, because that can always just end badly if you're just friends with your roommate, because you become too reliant on them and they become like a significant other, because you're just like, this is my roommate, this is my best friend, this is, I just want to spend all my time with her. So yeah, that is just my advice on that, or my input on that situation.
Great. I love it. She's right.
That's just the first thing you learned. 100% right. When I was in college, when I first went to college, my roommate was my friend from high school. Mm. And things just got really weird between us. And I don't know. It wasn't that she was specifically doing anything that was weird or I was doing anything weird. It just was like we were seeing too much of each other.
Yeah.
And you see people in another light when you live with them.
Yeah.
So, my roommate, like, got a job when the semester ended and she had to move out. So it was like, then I had my own room and things got a lot better for me.
Yeah.
And then same, like a couple years later, I roomed with one of my sorority sisters. We had an apartment and we were best friends, like best friends. Like I'd spent all my time with her. And I would stay at her when we lived separately. I would stay at her place all the time and she would stay at my place all the time. But then when we moved in together, it was like we never had that separation.
Yeah.
And it ruined our friendship as well.
I don't think living with friends is a good idea in general. Mm-hmm. Like I think like I've had terrible roommate situations, and then like the best roommate situation I had was like when I got randomly assigned a roommate freshman year, and like she was great, but like we got to hang out because we wanted to. Mm-hmm. And like also when you have a roommate, like you have to nag them. Like you have to, like, you guys have to like coexist in a way that's, you don't have to have like walk in and have a responsibility to be like peppy and to talk to somebody. Like you want to be able to like do your own thing, and just coexisting, I think, is finding people to coexist with is like the absolute hardest.
Yeah.
But I think she's right. Just like have it be
someone
you live with.
Cause when it's your friend, when it's someone that's not your friend, you always feel like you have to be on like a better behavior than you would actually. And then when you're with your friend, you're way too comfortable with them.
Yeah.
The best roommate I had was like my roommate that I had for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And it was because we weren't friends at all.
Yeah.
And we were just occupying the same place, and it was great.
Yeah. There's much less like tension and drama and pressure, and like, there isn't like friend circles who get involved and like gossip things. Like, this can be your like safe place at
it
home.
It is. And now I live by myself and it's even better.
I lived by myself for so long. I lived by myself from like 19. Yeah, 19 to like 21 or 22.
Yeah.
22.
I think like after my junior year of college until I moved here, I hadn't had a roommate. And it was just weird going back because rent's so expensive here. It was weird going back to having a roommate.
Yeah, because you've just like like navigating that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm not good with roommates.
Yeah.
At all.
Me either.
That's
why with this last one, it was just a business arrangement.
Yeah. Oh, it's
she tried to be friends. And I was just like, no.
Stop it. You signed a contract. Stay on your half of the
apartment. Well, she owned like the whole thing. Like I lived in a condo and she owned it because she was like, 45, but she owned it and I was just renting one of the rooms.
Yeah, roommates, it can be a sticky tough situation.
And she got pregnant and I had to leave.
Selfish bitch.
I'll give you the full story.
Oh my god. Fuck yeah. Ooh, drama, goss, love it. Well guys, that is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed.
If you enjoy it, we'll do more. I'll try to be better.
Me too.
No, you're always great.
No, I'll try. I'm always striving to be better or less terrible. So if you guys liked this episode, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes podcast app. Mm-hmm. And we've got the YouTube video. Go like that. Share that. Tell your friends. Be like, hey, listen to this great podcast. We are also on Stitcher Premium, guys.
Yeah, we got a little gold dash on our icon.
Oh, my God. It's like having a blue check mark. That feels real good.
I know.
So we also have premium episodes there where you can get bonus content. So it's just more episodes. We get to go into your... Is that a sneeze?
I think so.
Wow, it's a loud fucking...
I don't think you guys will be able to hear
it. We heard a loud sneeze.
It, yeah.
We get to deep dive into your dating profiles, which I've been redoing. We need to do a photo shoot.
We do.
I should have brought my camera today. I've actually got a new camera, so I'll bring it soon. And then we'll do a photo shoot.
Okay, we should...
Or just, I can do an iPhone one.
Yeah, my phone's got that 4K, baby.
Oh, true. And that is also where we are doing callbacks from listeners, so we can deep dive into it more. So,
yeah, and also if you subscribe there, I know some people have been complaining that we have a lot of ads. Well, first of all, I just want to be real. We haven't really made any money off this podcast. Like at all.
None. None.
So now we've moved to Stitcher and we've got ads because.
So we can pay for the podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that you guys don't see. So that's why we have all the ads. But if you sign up for Stitcher Premium, you can get it ad free.
Yeah.
So if you are bothered by the ads, go there. Yeah. If you're not bothered, support our sponsors because they're awesome. They give us awesome stuff.
And you guys like the podcast, and the podcast cannot be done for free at all.
Yeah. It's giving you a whole hour of entertainment.
Yeah. Think about how much you pay for like other hours of entertainment that are not good.
Yeah.
Think about how many ads are in The Bachelor.
Oh, true.
Oh my God. Yeah. So fucking many.
That show could be like 15 minutes.
15 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's it. Follow us on Instagram, Don't Blom Meme Pod.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do live things there. Mm-hmm. So if you're not following us there, you're missing out.
You are missing out. And I've also like planned some content to go on there.
It's very cute.
It is real cute. And then you can follow our socials. And then anywhere else you want to find out where to listen to the podcast, go to don'tblameme.show. And we'll see you guys next time. Come on.
Bye.
Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The RealReal, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. Every item is authenticated by The RealReal's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. TheRealReal.com, promo code REAL.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me, produced, directed, and edited by Melissa DeMont. Post-production sound by Chris Henry, production assistant Julie Carley, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I'll see you guys next week, and don't blame me if your life, you know, completely fucks up before then.
Oh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.